Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump's niece is blasting the Republican candidate and is even calling his supporters deranged. RadarOnline.com can reveal how Trump's ex-clinical psychologist niece is slamming the former president despite his lawsuit against her. Mary ended up leaving her career as a clinical psychologist to devote herself full-time to analyzing America's problems, as well as her very famous family. Besides having a third book out this month, she also discusses politics on her YouTube channel 3 days a week, which includes conversations about the Trump family. Mary told The Times, "This is not ever what I intended to be doing with my life. I feel like after the first book I had this kind of extraordinary privilege to be part of this conversation, and I'm not going to abdicate that responsibility. My job now is commentating on what's going on in the world." Back in 2020, Mary's book Too Much and Never Enough was published, and it included some shocking allegations about her uncle. One allegation, which Donald's spokesman denied, was that he paid a friend to take his University of Missions exam for him. Another allegation was that the former president went to the movies instead of being at his dying brother's bedside. Mary also outed herself as the source for the New York Times' expose of Trump's tax returns in the book. She allegedly obtained this information as a disclosure in the fight against Donald and the other siblings for an increased share of her grandfather's empire. Trump often mocks fellow opponents such as Kamala Harris and accuses them of having Trump derangement syndrome, which is just a phrase and not a clinically recognized condition. Mary said in the interview, "Derangement suggests that you're reacting to things that are delusional. I think our reactions to what Donald is actually doing, we maybe feel a lot of anger and fear, but I think they're completely justified. The derangement comes in actually believing that Kamala Harris is mentally impaired, or that immigrants are going to come into your kitchen and stab you to death, or that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are killing and eating people's pets. Like, that's deranged. The people listening to him and believing him certainly are suffering from some kind of derangement." Back in May, a New York State appeals court said Donald can sue his niece for giving the New York Times information about his finances and alleged effort to avoid taxes. Mary, who called her uncle a monster, insisted she's only having a conversation regarding him because he's a massive part of my life. She added, "But he's a big part of every other American's life who cares about the future of the country. That's unavoidable. I don't think anybody wants to keep having to do this work. Have a tip? Send it to us. Email radaronline.com at tips@radaronline.com.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.